Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today, remote with me today, is Berko. Berko, all the way from, where are you from, Berko?
I'm from Serbia, Scott.
Serbia. All right, he's about nine hours ahead. It's about 8 p.m. there where he's at. Berko, why don't you take a minute and introduce yourself, and then we'll get going.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. So, my name is Berko Novaković, and I'm Program Manager on SQL Server Engineering team. I joined Microsoft 3.5 years ago. Prior to that, I had spent a lot of time developing business application and data warehousing solution on top of SQL Server. Currently, I'm working on two very interesting features being developed for SQL Server vNext and Azure SQL Database, Temporal and Query Store. In this session, I'm going to explain Query Store in more detail.
Awesome. So, Berko, thanks for doing this, especially in a remote setting. We've had to get set up and do this over Skype, so this is awesome. This is my second show over Skype. It's going to be kind of fun. But thanks for doing this. So, tell us a little bit about the Query Store and what we're doing for SQL vNext and the Query Store.
Of course. Basically, briefly, Query Store is designed to really greatly simplify the process of query performance troubleshooting. Traditionally, performance problems were the most critical both for our customers and for SQL Server team because of complexity and overall impact to the business. And there are many different ways how customers can experience performance issues. In the most critical case, it is entire application which is down because of slow or unresponsive database. In that case, business losses are vast and problem must be fixed as soon as possible. Somewhat similar situation, although less severe, is when intermittent performance degradation happen in irregular intervals. Reduced throughput and delay responses appear from time to time, and the main problem for customers is inability to predict performance and keep it within expected boundaries. And finally, performance can also be degraded after upgrade to latest SQL Server, which is especially unpleasant experience for customers. That makes them think conservatively about the platform upgrade, which is really not desired state to be.
Yeah.
So basically, we know that SQL Server can cause above problems when it decides to generate new execution plan for query and when the new plan is not as good as the previous one due to any reason. But troubleshooting plan choice changes was never an easy task, simply because data and mechanisms exposed by SQL Server today are not suited for that scenario. Plan cache always stores only the latest plan, and even for that one, there are no guarantees how long it will live there. As a result, time to detect, understand, and fix the problem is very, very long. Even if DBAs understand what happened, they usually don't have enough inputs to solve the problem, or solution itself is too complex and cumbersome. In majority of cases, application queries cannot be modified, while using plan guides is not encouraging even for very experienced users. So that is why we designed the Query Store. It is really designed to address all these problems. In a nutshell, it works as a fly data recorder for your database, always recording relevant data you might need in a case of emergency. It collects and stores all different query texts with properties providing additional context information, such as containing objects, store procedure, function, trigger, or set options that were used when query was executed, etc. In addition to that, every single execution plan that was created and used for a query is stored permanently along with compiled statistics. And finally, upon query execution, performance metrics are being calculated, aggregated, and updated per query plan or per time window which user has defined. So with that data repository, not only the DBAs have all necessary information to analyze what and why happened, but also they can take corrective actions easier than ever. So Query Store actually lets them choose any plan from the history for a particular query and for SQL Server to use that plan in future query executions.
So can I interrupt you real quick? So where does it store Because where does it store all this information? Because what we're talking about, and what you're, if I understand this correctly, what you're talking about is, hey, every query plan that's ever generated, we're now keeping, right? We don't keep the latest one anymore. We're keeping all of them.
Yes.
So where does it store these, and kind of what kind of overhead does this add?
All this information is being stored inside the user database.
Okay.
And there is an option to control how much of the data query store will be storing during the regular work, right?
Okay.
So you can control the size.
Yep.
And you can change that over time. That's one part. And also, over time, query store actually cleans up the database, meaning that older queries and less relevant queries get cleaned from the database.
Yeah, so there's some level of garbage collection going on to
yes.
get rid of unused query plans.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So there are policies that user can specify and control how query store will be deleting older queries and plans and statistics over time. Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. So the bottom line, the plan forcing is now very simple policy that does not require any kind of application change, which is very important,
mm-hmm.
and it could be defined either through new UI user experience or programmatically as a simple store procedure call. So everything that I mentioned, like data collection and forcing policies, they are designed to survive query recompiles, server restarts, failovers, and upgrades. All regular events that actually traditionally prevented usage of plan cache in similar scenario. So all of these query store can survive and provide proper level of support for
okay.
DBAs.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there are a set of scenarios which can benefit from query store. Like, first of all, DBAs are now able to identify and fix plan choice changes within a few minutes versus hours or even days, which were common before the query store, right? And now DBAs can also identify the most expensive queries, which means that they will be able to focus all their energy on optimizing the critical portion of the workload in the first place.
Right.
Third, and very important, with query store upgrade, but also other maintenance operations are less risky, because query store offers a mechanism to detect potential issues and recover from that if they happen. And yeah. finally, by query store, DBA will understand their workload better. They will be able to learn about recurring patterns. They can see overall resource utilization in the system, and they can find further opportunities for optimization across multiple queries or even multiple applications.
So let me restate this, because what you're saying is that this is a tool or an opportunity for DBAs to react more efficiently and faster on poor performing queries, but even look into, let's say, foresee into the future a little bit to, hey, what could happen, or what query, what bottlenecks I may have on queries. Did I say that?
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. So not only that they can optimize individual queries, but they will have overall picture of the entire system.
Yeah.
And they can see multiple queries executing at the same time. So they can now just maybe combine them in a different way in order to optimize for resource usage. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. A different way to start. This is a different way to look at what is really going on inside my database. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. So here is how we see typical performance troubleshooting workload now with the query store. And it's really very simple. Query store, as I mentioned, is a database feature. And in order to be used, it needs to be enabled. And there is an altered database statement for that. Enabling query store effectively means letting it collect all the data that I described previously while the regular workload is running. And immediately once it gets enabled, the data can be analyzed in order to detect like performance regressions or any similar issues related to the performance.
Yep. Okay.
And if they are detected, DBAs have a tool in place to set forcing policies for the most critical queries, which will ensure that those queries are executed under the predictable performance level. So this is like very, very simple troubleshooting workflow, which includes enabling the query store, measuring the performance, and taking corrective steps.
So what this tells me is that there may be one plan where a query we know executed very, very, very well. Let me continue to work use that plan for this query, right?
Is that
what you mean by force plan? Say, hey, I've got this one store procedure or this one query that I know ran great using this one plan. So continue using that plan no matter what other plan is generated.
Exactly. Okay. That is the case. Okay. Right. So actually, I have a demo prepared.
Awesome.
I think we can jump to that demo.
We like demos a lot.
it's really worth mentioning that query store functionality is fully exposed through T-SQL syntax, which actually enables this integration with existing scripts, application tools, but it also makes features suitable for ad hoc analysis. However, engineering team took one step further and provided specific UI inside of SQL Server Management Studio, and that UI will be available as of CTP release.
Okay.
CTP 2 release, sorry.
Perfect.
This UI makes feature really user-friendly and lowers the bar for the adoption.
Okay.
So let's go straight to that UI.
Demo time, love it.
Yeah. So if we take a look here, we can see that there is a new folder, query store folder, beneath the data user database, and it contains four different views that help with performance troubleshooting. I opened top resource consuming queries to show the typical workflow. Let me first explain how it works. This UI reads the collected data from the query store, mm-hmm. and here it shows top 25 queries based on different consumption dimensions. So you can choose between duration, expressing microseconds, CPU time, execution count, logical physical reads, memory consumption, etc.
Okay.
So it's really a huge number of options.
Oh yeah, different ways to look at how your query is performing. Yeah, this is great.
Yes, and this first part of this UI and of this window actually shows all the critical queries on a graph with adjustable axis, which means DBA can choose between average duration, execution count, number of plans. So you can choose how you want to visualize the data, which is really, really great.
Awesome.
And if you place a mouse above one of these rectangles, you will see the full query, and you will see also some interesting performance metrics.
Okay.
So the second part of this UI actually shows all plans for selected query. Hmm. And I can see how that plan was executed over time. Horizontal axis represent the time, while the vertical one actually depends on a selection from above. In this case, it's duration expressed in microseconds, right?
Yeah.
And finally, the third part of this UI actually shows the plan UI for the selected plan. Now, how I can use this UI to quickly pinpoint the potential regression? So if I choose here the number of plans, I can actually identify a query which is a candidate for performance regression because it had multiple plans. From this visualization, I can clearly observe that this query was executing with one plan for some time, right?
Yep.
And after that, the plan has changed, and actually that change was resulted with worse performance, right?
Okay.
Because overall duration is now worse than before. What I can do additionally, I can compare within the same window, I can compare multiple plans, and I can see that for this type of query, SQL Server was using cluster index scan, which is appropriate plan for the select massive number of rows. At some point, it switched to a different plan, which was completely inappropriate. And we know that this kind of a parameter sensitive plans are very common to many customer workloads, right?
Yeah. Is there a way to see, for example, hey, what happened for it to generate a different plan?
Actually, you can detect when the plan was generated, and you can see the structure of the plan.
Yep.
Of course, I mean, there's no exact way to understand why that happened, because you know that due to change of data statistics or perhaps some other things, like in this parameter sensitive plan situation, basically if you recompile the store proc or if the cache was cleared,
there could be a number of things that caused it, right? Okay.
After the restart, after the failover, many different events actually can cause this. But okay. What is the important? As a DBA, I can clearly see that the older plan was better than the current one.
Right.
What I can do? I can force that plan, which means for this query number two, ID two, I can force the plan number two. Those are the internal IDs. Those are IDs that Query Store is using to track queries, plans, and all related objects.
Right.
Now, if I continue running my workload, which is actually happening as we speak, after some time, when I refresh this UI, I will be able to see that SQL Server is using a force plan from this point on.
Okay.
Let me try to demonstrate this. So here you can see that plan number two is now being used, which on average will guarantee me better for performance in a longer time window, right?
Right.
And this is what I actually want. This is the critical query, and I want to make sure that it always is being executed using the better plan.
Yep. And I see down there that you can say, all right, well, let me unforce that plan, right?
Yeah, of course. After some time, if I actually want to let SQL Server to choose different options, right? I can unforce that plan, and everything will be as previous.
Perfect.
Right?
Okay, good. So excellent.
Yes. So this is actually in a couple of very, very simple steps how typical troubleshooting scenario might look like. It's really easy and intuitive. What I wanted to show here also is that there are some management options incorporated in SSMS when it comes to Query Store. So if you go to properties window of your database, you will notice that there is a new page here, and it actually is designed to help you configure the Query Store.
Oh,
First of all, yes, you can enable the Query Store. Once you enable it, basically some default options will be pre-selected. You can change them. Probably the most important one being a statistic collection interval, which actually defines the granularity of your data. In this particular case, means that every hour I will aggregate the runtime stats for every executing plan and query. Basically, I can go to finer level of granularity. I can go to 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Of course, the thing is, if I go to finer level of granularity, I will generate more data. So it's always balanced between how precisely I want to track the performance metrics versus how big I want to have Query Store data.
Yeah.
Right?
Does that setting have a performance impact? The more granular you collect data, does it have a sort of a performance impact on your database?
It's really negligible. It shouldn't be that big. Overall, Query Store and our plan is really to improve that story.
Right.
By the time we ship this feature, is to have really 3 to 4% of performance overhead introduced by the Query Store, which is really not that big.
Yeah, negligible. Right? Yeah, not that big.
Yeah, negligible, definitely. So everything that we like set here is scripted, and you can see the new syntax. There is a older database extension. There is a Query Store option, which can be on and off, set to on and off. You can clear the Query Store data using the same syntax, but also it accepts many, many different parameters for a setting. So it's definitely flexible. You can configure and manage it through the SSMS, but you can also integrate it with your existing maintenance scripts and, yep. and everything that you already use.
Okay.
So actually, that was everything that I planned to show for the Query Store. The key takeaway from this session should be Query Store is a new feature of SQL Server vNext and Azure SQL Database, and it will really greatly help you with troubleshooting performance of your workload.
Yeah, Berko, this is fantastic. I think this will be very welcome, you know, for DBAs to help get better insights into what is going on in their database, how do they troubleshoot their poor performing queries, and how do they really, you know, do proactively, you know, how can they react quicker, and then how can they proactively look at and start troubleshooting what's going on right inside their database. I think this is fantastic. So
yes, I agree.
How can they now? Is there anything so that is there anything that? And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but you know, prior to will you be adding more functionality prior to GA? You know, what kind of things can we expect that you can tell us about in the next few months?
Actually, yeah, I can speak about that. So Query Store is actually being shared with selected set of top customers as of CTP1 mm-hmm. internal build, right? And we were able to collect very interesting feedback from our customers.
Yep.
And some of the feedback was already incorporated, while for the rest of the feedback we are planning to incorporate it before we ship this feature.
Okay.
So this is one direction that we go, like addressing the customer feedback.
Right. Okay.
Another thing is we want to have this enabled in Azure SQL Database, and in the following, let's say, days or months, it will become available first as part of a public preview and then in a GA state, right?
Okay, perfect. So if people had feedback, what's the best way for people to provide feedback on this? Is it through Connect? Can they email you directly? What's the best way for people that use this to provide feedback?
So for top customers, actually we do use Yammer groups.
Okay.
And we communicate feedback over Yammer. Of course, we are meeting regularly with selected set of customers and
yep.
we talking to them directly. But of course, as of CTP2, Query Store will be publicly available. So, which means people can use Connect and other means of communicating feedback. And really, we are looking forward to getting more feedback.
Excellent.
On this feature. Yes.
Good to hear. Hey, Berko, thank you so much for your time. This has been fantastic, and I'm really excited about what we're seeing here as far as, you know, better insights and better troubleshooting from our queries. This is going to be great. So thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And I really appreciate you taking the time in your evenings over there. And can't thank you enough. So thank you. And hopefully, we'd love to actually get you back in prior to GA, whether it's even if it's over Skype, to do an update on some of this stuff.
Definitely, Scott. It was my pleasure to talk about Query Store, and we will plan for some updates regarding
awesome.
The future.
All right. Yeah. Well, Berko, thank you. Hey, everybody, thanks for watching, and we will see you next time.